You see, the Vedas are timeless. They are very old. And they are spoken millions of years ago. Oftentimes, the modern man may brush them aside, saying that, hey, these are all obsolete and outdated, old knowledge. How is it going to help me in my current life? Isn't it? People ask such questions. Especially with the advancement in science and technology, man may think that this knowledge of Gita, which is 5,000 years old, it may not be so relevant to my life. So therefore, in this session, we will show you how the in the previous session, you all did activity to know difference between what is body, gross body, subtle body, and what is soul, isn't it? We did all those activities. Yeah. And what is reincarnation? How reincarnation happens? Now, in this session also, we will understand even more deeper knowledge. I'm going to begin the class with an analogy. Let me see how many of you will appreciate it. When I was working in Matheran Platt, a British company, so we used to have a computer center where I used to go with my external hard disk and connect it and work with my program. I'm supposed to debug the program. Sometimes it used to be a long program, 2,000, 3,000 lines program. And once the bugs are removed, then the program runs very smoothly. Isn't it? Now, in the same manner, within this gross body made of Panchamahabhut, there is something called a subtle body. Consisting of what all are there in subtle body? Mind. You all know subtle body? What all are there in subtle body? Last time we did an activity. Do you remember? Gross body means earth, water, fire, air, ether. That is gross body. And subtle body? Mind, intelligence, ego. Man, buddhi, ahankar. That is subtle body. But both are material. Gross and subtle body. And inside these two coverings, there is soul, Atma, which is you and me, all of us. We are called Atma. And can any of you tell me the difference between Atma and these two bodies? Any of you? How is the Atma different from gross body and subtle body? How is it different? Anybody? Atma is the real person. Whereas the gross and subtle bodies are coverings. There is one very prominent difference I want to hear from you. How is this gross and subtle covering over the soul different from the Atma? Please, you should not answer. Others will answer. Okay?
Yes.
Anybody? Why I'm asking you these questions? If you understand this, then your foundation is very solid. Over and above this, all other knowledge you can learn very easily. Any of you? Yeah, soul is eternal. Very good. Soul is eternal. Whereas the gross and subtle body, what are they made up of? They are made up of material elements. Matter. They are called jada, matter. Whereas Atma is made up of? It's spiritual. Satchidananda, spiritual. So Atma never dies. Atma will never get old. Atma will never get disease. You cannot cut Atma with scissor. You cannot burn the Atma. No. Even when you burn a dead body, the Atma leaves the body and goes away. Atma cannot be burned. Lord Krishna says it in Bhagavad Gita. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachainam kledayantyapo, na shoshayati marutaha. He says. He says that you cannot cut the Atma with scissor. You cannot burn the Atma with fire. You cannot do that. Whereas the body can be cut with a blade. The body can be burned by fire. So the body, gross body, or the subtle body, man, buddhi, ahankar, both are material. Whereas Atma is spiritual, like you rightly said. That's the first difference you should know. Okay, another thing. The gross body is made up of flesh. For example, the flesh and bones, there is solids. The blood and water, it is liquids. And also there are airs inside the body, that is gases. And there is agni in the body, which digests the food, that is fire. And there is space within the body, that is ether. So, bhumi, rapo, anala, vayu, kam. And man, buddhi, ahankar, if you see, inside the man, or the mind, we store all our observations and experiences. For example, see these five fingers. These five fingers, like the eyes, nose, tongue, ears, and skin. These are like the five fingers. So these five instruments are gathering information and putting in the middle portion, which is mind. So the mind is the center of the five senses, jnanendriyas. We collect jnan through these five senses and put it in the mind. For example, I see some picture, and I put it in the mind. I hear some sound, some nice song, and then I hear it and I put it in the mind. Correct? No, mind is a central figure. And I am collecting the information through these five senses and loading them in the mind and keeping it. So therefore, the mind can be compared to a hard disk where you collect information through the five senses. Is that clear to everybody? So you collect and keep it there. Now, when you're collecting information, some may be good information and some may be bad information. For example, when you are copying some files from another computer, sometimes what happens, sometimes there is a virus when you copy from somebody's USB stick or something, and that enters into your hard disk. Similarly, in our head also, in our mind, some viruses can enter also in this world. What are the viruses? Especially lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion. Is in a kama krodha madaloba moha matsarya. These are called viruses in the mind. They create trouble to us. You can see that in this world, these things which I told you just now, kama krodha loba. Like in Bombay, one incident happened in Bombay. I just read it last year newspaper. One fellow had put a blonde color for his hair. And his friend asked him, "Hey, what is this brown color you put on your head?" So his friend touched his head. So this fellow said, "Hey, don't touch it." So 2-3 times the friend touched it. So this fellow became so angry, he stabbed him in anger because he got irritated. You can imagine, this came in the newspaper last year. Somebody becomes excessively angry for a small thing. You can see. Therefore, anger is a virus. Similarly, greed is a virus. One tuition center owner in Latur shot another tuition center owner who was actually flourishing in the tuition business. So when people become greedy and envious, they shoot each other in this world. So greed is also a virus. So prominently three, lust, anger, and greed. These three are called viruses in our mind. So in a computer, if a virus enters, what happens? If there is a virus, system creates trouble, isn't it? Like sometimes you see a computer keeps on rotating like this. Or sometimes the computer opens any file here, there, it goes crazily. It is not in your control. Similarly, you will find when a person is in tamoguna or ignorance, he gets hanged up in depression. Somebody is in rajaguna, his mind goes crazy. So in our subtle body, the mind is a very prominent thing. What we store in the mind, if you store good things, then good things come out. If you store bad things, then bad things come out. We call it as a gigo principle. Gigo means good in, good out. Garbage in, garbage out. Gigo. So, now just now I gave you the example of the hand. The five jnanendriyas, shrotram, chakshu, sparshanam, rasanam, granam, evacha, adishtayamanashchayam, vishayan, upasevate, Krishna says, after having collected information from these five senses and put them in the mind, the soul gathers, soul who has gathered experiences, various experiences, seeing experience, hearing experience, touching experience, tasting experience, all experiences are stored in the mind. So mind is a storehouse. And then later on with those experiences, the hands and legs, for example, you know, you tasted a gulab jamun with your tongue. You liked it very much. Then the mind tells, oh, now I want to taste more. And then your hand goes and picks up one more gulab jamun. So there are five jnanendriyas, five karmendriyas. Karma, karmendriya means which do karma, like hands, legs, genitals, rectum and speech. They do action. Actually, why I am giving you this background now, the example I am about to tell you, if you understand it, you will be immensely benefited. So how many of you are clear about the mind and the jnanendriyas? You are very clear now, till now. Please raise the hand. You are clear about it. Jnanendriyas supply information to the mind. You are very clear about it. Okay. And inside the mind, what information is there? Good is there or bad is there? Both is there. Both are there now. So the bad ones I compare to what? Virus. I compare it. Now we all want to remove the virus. Correct now? In a computer, you need to scan the virus and you need to remove the virus. Correct now? In the same manner, in our mind also, we have to first of all know what impurities are there and we have to remove it. So what the Bhagavad Gita says, human form of life, this human body, it's like a computer. And our mind is like a hard disk. And in that mind, there is viruses are there. And how do you scan it and remove it? By chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you chant Hare Krishna mantra, you know what is it like? Take a wet cloth and wipe a dusty mirror. If a mirror is very dusty, you wipe with a wet cloth. Completely the dust will be gone. You can see the face clearly. So our viruses are cleaned up by chanting of Hare Krishna. Never mind. Now I will tell you the example which I was about to tell you. Yeah? No, you are the Atma. If you are not operating, like right now, I am operating the computer. If I am not there, computer is like a dead stone. It can't do anything. Yeah. Actually, you can make a one-to-one analogy between a computer and this body. In this body, there is CPU. Now, in computer, there is CPU. Here, we have intelligence. In computer, you have hard disk. Here, we have the mind. In the computer, you can have servo motors, you know, linear and rotary. Similarly, we have hands, legs moving. Is it not true? Everything is similar, like in a computer. And now the computer cannot function on its own, can it? Yeah, because I have man is required. Similarly, here the Atma is present. Therefore, the Atma is making the body function. Both the body is made to function by Atma and the computer is also made to function by Atma only. Is it clear? Why power is going and coming? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, now you all understood about the senses and the mind, you understood. And the analogy of the computer, you understood. So, as I told you, sometimes our mind is in depression, that is like the computer hanging. Sometimes our mind is going crazy, like the computer also, you know, goes zigzag and different files are opening, different things are happening. So, proper, no? Therefore, one should know that the mind is very similar to your hard disk. I told you the subtle body can be compared to your external hard disk, for example. Now, if I have an external hard disk, I can put it in the computer and I can open my program and I can debug it. Correct, no? I can do that. So, I used to go to my company. We had a microwax room. I would go and put the USB stick and I would clean all the bugs and make the program fit for running. Correct now. Similarly, all of us right now have human body and we have the USB stick of our own subtle body where we are carrying the bugs of lust, anger and greed, which we can clean by chanting holy name with our tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Is that clear to everybody, this analogy? Now, this kind of cleaning of your heart, you can only do in a human body. You cannot do it in a dog's body. You cannot do it in a cat's body. You cannot do it in a tree's body. It is not possible. Similarly, the USB stick which you have, you can only debug it if you connect it to your computer. Can you debug it in a car? Can you debug it in a milling machine, drilling machine, lathe machine? Can you do that? You can only do it in a computer. Therefore, human body is considered very valuable. In human body, you can understand punarjanma, what is Atma. All this knowledge you can understand, whereas a dog cannot understand, cat cannot understand. So we are right now undergoing this training on Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because we want to remove the viruses from our mind. See, it's going, it's not coming properly. It's going and coming. Hey, it's going and coming, just find out. Hare Krishna. Okay. So the very first point in today's class that I have made for you is these classes which you are receiving here, if you attentively listen and grasp the essence, you will be able to do something which is extraordinary in your life. And that point is this. Through our five Jnanendriyas, we all are receiving information from the outside world. We are watching movies. We are hearing songs. We are smelling flowers. We are eating foods by sense of touch. So in this way, we are receiving information. And some information, as you all rightly agreed, some are pure, some are impure. And they all have entered into our head, into our mind. And the mind is partially pure, partially impure. And we want to cleanse the mind. Yeah. So, when you, Hare Krishna, yeah. When you cleanse the mind, it's like wiping a mirror with a wet cloth, I told you. Then you can see the face clearly. Then you become happy, actually. When mind is cleansed and becomes free from all impurities, it becomes, you become happy. So, in my company, I used to see many boys on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, instead of debugging the program, they'll be playing video games. Similarly, in this world, we find most human beings are whiling away their valuable time simply watching TV, playing games, eating food, going for eating out, correct, no? So the human form of life, they are wasting. But actually, human form of life should be used for what purpose? Please tell me. Till now, what you heard today? What should be the main purpose of human form of life? See, somebody said understanding God. Somebody said spiritual knowledge. But I told you, based on what I spoke in today's class, I gave one answer today. There is only one goal of human life. Yeah? Removing impurities in our mind. Because once impurities are removed, you become pure. Once you are pure, you will understand spiritual knowledge. And you will understand God and you can go back to God. So the goal of human life is to clean the heart and go back to God. That is the goal of human life. Is that clear to everybody? And that can be done in which body? Cat's body or dog's body or which body we can do it? Not only human body, only human body. No other body. Somebody may say, what about Gajendra Moksha? What about Hanuman? See, they are all exceptions. Exception cannot become the rule. The rule is only human body is the only body where you can cleanse the heart. So I was telling you example that my friends would put the external hard disk, but instead of debugging the program they were doing, they are playing video games, I said. Similarly, in human body where you can debug the mind, instead of doing that, most people are wasting their time. When Srila Prabhupada saw in America, he saw that many of the old people are playing golf. They were playing checkers. So Prabhupada said, 80-year-old man, he is simply trying to play golf or checkers. And when he dies, he may become a dog or a cat. He doesn't know where is he going. Because human body, one should not waste one's life. It's a very serious body. Because this is the only body in which you can cleanse the mind. That's the main point. So now, in this way, the first point, how reincarnation is relevant to our life, I have told you already, which is not in the notes. First point. What is the first point? That Atma is going from one body to another. And the next body you will get will depend on how you lived your life right now. Right now, you all have become IIT professors because in your previous life, you have done some punya. Good activity. So therefore, you took birth in a good family. You got good education. You got a good post and position, a good family now again, isn't it? Because of punya. If somebody did pap, they will be born in a slum. They may be born poor. They may not have food to eat for 3 days in a row sometimes. So therefore, right now in this human life, how are you going to spend your life will decide your next life. Just like whole month you do job, isn't it? At the end of the month, you get salary. Correct, no? Based on how you did the job that month. In case you did little extra hours, you get incentive also. Correct, no? Similarly, whole life how you lead, the result will come in the next life. Very simple it is. So, therefore, the reincarnation subject is a very vital subject, because if we waste the human form of life, then we will lament later. We will have to suffer later. So, see, the first theme I have given here, how can I laugh at my sufferings and be cool-headed? See, before you go through the notes, I would request you to listen to me, and then you can see the notes afterwards. You can refer it for examples later. See, this body is like a machine, and the Atma is like the driver of the machine. Just like you have a scooter or a bicycle in which you are sitting. The bicycle or scooter is a machine, and you are seated in it. Similarly, Atma is seated in it. Now you will see that right now you all are aware of your body and the physical world around you. Night when you sleep, you completely forget this body. At that time, you may get a dream. Imagine one of you is thinking, I am a king. You know, I am flying in a chariot and I have my queen. And we both are flying up in the sky and we are living in a very beautiful palace. And you're seeing so many things. You have elephants, you have horses, you have chariots, gold, silver, diamond, necklaces, everything. Then next day morning, you open your eyes and you don't find anything. All of them vanish. Then you come back to this body again. So at night, you are conscious of dream body. In the daytime, you are conscious of this physical body. But if you see in the night, the dream body you had, is it reality? No. That was only a dream. Similarly, this body also, the Shastras say, is like another dream body, like the night body. The reason I will tell you why. Say, for example, in the night, sometimes you are wondering, should I go to college by this road or should I go by the long road? The problem in going in shortcut road is what? There is a bulldog sitting in a house. Only thing is, most of the time the dog is sleeping. So you may be thinking, slowly I will walk without making sound. But somehow the bulldog got up and is chasing after you. And then you are running, it's chasing after you. And then you wonder, why did I take the shortcut road? You know? And then when the dog comes nearer and nearer, and then it catches your legs and you scream loudly and you jump from the bed down to the ground. And your body is actually sweating. You actually thought the dog has bitten you. But when you wake up, you find there is neither the dog, nor the bulldog, nor the bite. It was all only a dream. Correct, no? In the same manner, sometimes a boy who may be sleeping in the bed, he is imagining, he is taking the pillow and embracing and thinking it's a woman. He is thinking like that. It's just his imagination. Correct, no? So although it's an imagination, it appears like reality for him in the dream. No? But when he wakes up, he understands it was all imagination. He thinks, understands that. But you will see, although it was imagination, certain secretions take place in the body. Like the sweating. When the bulldog is chasing him, there is sweating in the body. Correct, no? That means what happened in the dream has had an effect in the physical body. You can see that. So, but it was after all a dream only. So that is the first point explained here in the para, if you see here. The Bhagavad Gita 18.61 explains that the soul within the body is seated on as on a machine made up of material energy. The soul falsely identifies with the body. And then the next para explains the two examples that I gave you. In the middle, it is explained, out of 80 to 100 years of stay in this material body is also like a dream. Our material body is nothing more than a dress upon the soul. The soul is imperishable, but the material body is simply a covering upon the soul. At the time of death, the soul gives up the gross body, but carries subtle body birth after birth. This is very important to understand. Do you know what happens at the time of death? You all have seen people. Anybody has gone for cremation? You have seen? You all have gone. Okay. So you see the dead body lying, the gross body. But the Atma comes out along with the subtle body covering over it. It comes out. So now that person has died means what? The person's body, metal body will be burnt to ashes. But the Atma with the subtle body is coming. And the subtle body, the Atma has stored his desires. Like every one of you here, I ask you to take a pen and paper and write your desires. You all can write, right? Maybe 20 or 50 or 100 desires you can write. Imagine you execute out of 50 desires, say 30 desires you executed. And 20 are remaining. But by the time, say, you became an old man, you became 80 or 90 and you died. And what happens to those 20 desires? Do you know? Anybody can say what happens to them? You had 50 desires, 30 are fulfilled, 20 are remaining, unfulfilled desires. Where is it stored? Mind. It is stored in the mind. And then the Atma carries that. And then as it goes, then the Atma is searching for a place. Which is the body where I can fulfill these desires? He's looking for an opportunity. And then he'll enter into that body where he'll continue fulfilling this desire. Say, imagine he fulfilled 15 of them and 5 remain. Then he'll take one more body to fulfill those 5 desires. But the problem is by the time another 100 desires come. Correct, no? New desires are coming. And then that's how it happens, no? In your mobile also, pop-up comes. Or sometimes one pop-up you attend, by the time another many, many more pop-ups come. Correct, no? Isn't it? Similarly, your messages also or emails also. So you see that they multiply. They keep coming. That means as long as I have unfulfilled desires in my mind, I'll be taking body after body. Correct, no? Why I take body? Anybody can say, why do I need bodies, metal bodies, gross body? Why do I need? To fulfill our desires. Correct. See, this gross body is a machine to fulfill the desires stored in the subtle body. Is that clear? Say, for example, you want to go to college from here. Say, if you go by walk, how long it will take, Gajendra Prabhu? If you go by walk, 40 minutes to go inside the college. If you go by bicycle, 20 minutes it takes. If you go by a bike, 10 to 12 minutes. Okay. So now one of you want to go to college in 10 to 12 minutes. So naturally you need a bike. So bike is a machine which fulfills your desire to go to college. Correct? No? The two in 10 minutes. Correct. So the bike is a machine. Similarly, our body, gross body is a machine to fulfill the desire stored in the subtle body. Is that clear? See, I'm developing the subject slowly. And if you have any doubts anywhere in between, you can ask me questions. Yes. That's a good point. If someone doesn't have any desire at all, then what happens, I will tell you. That point will come little later. Surely before the end of the class, you will get answer to the question. Yeah. So, somebody can... we don't have another mic now. Only one mic we have, is it? Okay, I'll read here. When your gross body... See the paragraph, middle of that first page. When your gross body stops functioning, people call it death. Correct. At that time, the subtle body will carry you to the next gross body, according to the good and bad impressions. There's a soul within the subtle covering is put into the semina of a certain father who injects it into another female egg. And then that egg develops gradually with 9 holes. And then as it develops, then the hands, head, leg, everything comes. And then one gets the body accordingly. The bodies we attain depend on how we... have lived our life, as I told you. And then a very important point comes there. For instance, one may be a PhD from MIT, USA. But when he dies, the soul has to occupy another body of a child. And then one begins reciting Baba Black Sheep again. Correct, no? Can we take our doctorate degrees with us to the next life? We cannot take. We have to start from the scratch again. And mukti means when there is no more working of the subtle body also. That is called mukti. Now his question is answered now. Correct, no? See, when this gross body, you leave it, that is called death. When you leave the gross body and subtle body also, then the Atma comes out. Because the subtle body is functional only as long as desires are there. When all desires are finished, then you cast off the subtle body also and go back to Godhead. That is called mukti. It's clear now? Until your subtle body is not free of desires, then you need more and more instruments. Like I used to do an experiment in our lab. you know, transparent liquid, we used to put it in two tubes and we used to rotate like this. When you rotate it, centrifuge, we call it. Huh? At the bottom, you know, thick white precipitate will come at the bottom. So we used to be surprised. The liquid was completely transparent. Then how this precipitate came? Huh? When you do a centrifugal action, the precipitate comes. Huh? Similarly, inside the subtle body, the desires which are stored, they precipitate a gross body. And then with the gross body, we act according to the desires. Just like in a computer, say you have a microprocessor, like our mind is microprocessor, you program a microprocessor. And the servo motors move linear, rotary, according to the program. Correct, no? So where is the program written? In our body? Mind. And which are the servo motors? Our karmendriyas, our hands, our legs, genitals, rectum, speech. These are karmendriyas. So that's the point he explained here. But one problem is what? When you are seated in the body, we identify with the body. For example, some men are sitting here. Some ladies are sitting here. So the souls in the bodies of men, that soul is thinking, who are you? I am a man. Correct, no? And the soul sitting in the body of females, they are thinking, we are a woman. But this woman's body, man's body is only a machine for the soul. The soul is different from both. Similarly, a soul sitting in a dog's body, he's barking. He's thinking, I am a dog. He's thinking. Now, what is the problem in identifying with the body? I will tell you. One time, one of our swamis was giving a lecture. So two very fat ladies, they came and sat behind. They were attending the lecture. And in the lecture, they heard Swami said, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, you are not this body. You are spirit soul, different from the body. And after the lecture was over, they came and met that Swami and said, sir, today's class was most wonderful for us, they said. And they asked why. Fortunately, we came to know we are not this body. This body, due to obesity, is giving us so much problem. Once we get rid of the body, we can get a replacement for this body. We'll get another body. So, just like you all have seen a concave mirror or a convex mirror, if you look at your body, one body looks very fat. Another body looks very thin. But that is not you, isn't it? It shows because of the mirror. Similarly, Atma takes on many bodies, but the bodies are external. And if you know this fact, you are not the body, you can be saved from so many problems. One example I'll tell you. One man parked his black ambassador car, black Benz car, Mercedes Benz car, outside a bank, and he went climbing up to top of the bank. And when he was climbing down the stairs from the window, from the balcony, he saw some boys were playing cricket. The cork ball came and hit the car glass. Clang, the sound came. So as soon as the man saw it, he was immediately shocked. When the cork ball hit his car, it appeared like boom in the chest. He felt like a pain, as if somebody is hitting the chest. And he came running down to see how much is the damage. And he saw the glass was thoroughly broken. And the other boys were telling this boy, hey, you've broken the glass. So when the man came near, he found that there were two black Mercedes-Benz cars standing, and both were exactly the same model cars, only the numbers were different. So then he saw the car in which glass was broken was not his car, somebody else's car. Then he became relieved. Thank God, it is not my car. He became very relieved. So it's very amazing, you see, because he identified with the car, because of which he also felt a big pressure in the chest. Some people can get heart attack also. Something like one man got 5 crores in lottery. As soon as he saw in the paper number was matching, immediately he fell unconscious. He fell on the ground. And his wife was checking whether he's still breathing or not. It was not very sure. She ran to the doctor. And the doctor said, see, I will come to your home and check your husband. In case I bring him back to life, what will you give me? So she said, I'll give you 3 crores, don't worry. And the doctor fell unconscious. So in this world, you will see when people hear such news, because people identify, correct, no? Yeah. Like imagine one of you is wearing a nice birthday shirt, beautiful golden color shirt with beautiful buttons. You are thinking everybody is looking at you. You are walking on the road, and then when you come to the house, there is a nail protruding outside the door, and it, your packet touches it. like that, and the shirt is torn up to your you know, hand like this, it is torn fully. You know, some people will cry, correct? No? You know, that nail didn't do anything to you, the body. Huh? It only tore your shirt. But we cry as if, you know, it has caused any harm to us. And why we cry? Because the nail didn't cause any bleeding to your body, but it only tore your shirt. But why do we cry? We identify with it, we are attached to it. That's the point. That means in this world, to the degree we are attached to our bodies, to that degree we have sufferings. You understand? No? To the degree one can know the body is different from me, no? Then you can see that even, for example, say you loved your grandfather very much and he passed away. You may cry 1 or 2 days, but afterwards you will know the Atma never dies. You know, he left the body and now he must have taken another body somewhere else. What we are burning in the graveyard is only the bodily machine, bodily covering. It's like a dress over the soul. It's not the person. Person has gone away. Once you understand it, you become mature. Now you come down below in the same page. What are the similarities between the bulldog dream and a boy holding an MIT doctorate? Any of you can answer that first question? What are the similarities and differences between the bulldog dream and the boy holding an MIT doctorate? Both examples I explained to you. Anybody? Let us first discuss similarities. Difference we will do later. Similarities, anybody? What are the similarities? Both? Good point. He's saying both of them appear real. Huh? When a dog is chasing us in the dream, it appears real. When you get an MIT doctorate, you think I'm doctorate forever. Now we think like that. Correct? No? And also, both are temporary. The dream is temporary. And the MIT doctorate degree is also temporary. It will be gone. Again, I have to start with Baba Black Sheep in the next life. That is also a similarity. Now, what are the differences between the two? Anybody else? He answered one question brilliantly. One more? Yeah? A dream is maybe say 6 to 8 hours you sleep. It's a 8-hour dream. And MIT doctorate degree is an 80-year dream. Correct, no? It may be lasting for whole life. But next life, we have to start like all over again. Correct? That's the difference. Both are mortal. Both are perishable. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that is true, yeah. Yeah, correct. And that goes when we die, when leave the body, that time it goes. That's true. What principles can we draw from the owner of Mercedes-Benz who was worried about the damage? Any of you can draw some principles from the car example I gave you? Let us give chance to Matajis. Any of the Matajis can answer. You know the car example I gave you? 2 Mercedes-Benz cars were standing and the boys were playing with a correct ball. It hit and it broke the glass. From that, what lesson do you learn? Who? Okay. By this example, we understand I am not the car. But actually, when you sit in a Mercedes-Benz, people actually think I am Mercedes. They think. And if a rickshaw is going in front of them, you'll say, hey, rickshaw, move aside. They say like that. Neither is the rickshaw driver rickshaw, nor is the Mercedes driver Mercedes. Correct, no? To think I am the car is ahankar, we call it. Due to ego, he thinks I am the car, identifying with the body. Now, what happens if I think I am sitting in this Mercedes-Benz car, so I am Mercedes, so I become proud. Correct, no? There are people who drive the car so fast, they kill the dogs on the way also sometimes. Correct, no? So, if I am proud of my body, I can become proud. For example, the Germans thought Jews should be wiped out of the planet. The whites thought the blacks should be slaves because they identify with the body. They said they are blacks and we are whites. They are Jews and we are Germans. Correct, no? I have a fair body, you have a black body. So, identifying with the body makes us create a lot of trouble for others. We become proud we become egoistic. So these problems can be overcome if you understand I am different from the body. Like, you know, I may have this beautiful body for some years. After that, it will be lost. I'll get another body. Correct, no? False ego. You're right. Correct. It's a false ego that makes us think like that. Go to the next page. Here is an activity for you. What you have to do, I have given a box here. Many items are given here. See, you have to underline the words which boys are conscious about. First, you do that. Which are the things that boys are conscious, you can underline. And then you have to wave underline those words which girls are conscious. And then you can encircle those words which both boys and girls are conscious about presenting themselves. And then finally, wave and circle the words which devotee of God should be conscious about. For each word, you have to find out. It will be fitting in one of the four. You all have a pen with you, everybody? You want a pen, Mata? Anybody doesn't have a pen? You have one more pen? You can. Yeah, here. Can give one more. So you all, every word, like Reebok shoes, you take and find out in which category it comes. Either underline or wave underline or encircle or wave encircle, okay? Yeah. But for both, you have to encircle. That's the third one. Then you have to encircle. Yes. Okay, now we will discuss answers. Reebok shoes? Boys. Lipstick? Nail polish? French beard? Umbrella's color? Intelligent? Yeah, correct. And cigar? And respect? Both. Yes. Yeah, and respectable? Actually, in this devotee, there are 1, 2, 3. Like respectable, modest look, and decent. Actually, respectable, modest look, and decent. These three are devotees. Okay, eyebrows. And color of dress. Yeah, both are very particular. Belt. Glamorous. Mostly girls, yeah. And pleasing appearance. Actually, appearance is more for girls, actually. Okay. So if it is getting into argument, we'll make it both for boys and girls. Okay. Huh? And young look. Actually, young look is for girls. A rich look is for boys. Why? It is a don't ask the age of a girl and salary of a boy. Correct, no? Huh? Young and rich, is it? Actually, I think you must be right because nowadays beauty parlors are there both for men and women. Nowadays, isn't it? And mustache, so the boys. Dog? Both. Nowadays both carry. Walk with it. And car model? And hairstyle? Both. Both, yeah. And makeup? Mostly girls, yeah. And lovable? Both. And sandals? Yeah. Actually, a devotee also should be lovable in behavior. Yes, good behavior. Actually, it is relevant to all three. Boys, girls, as well as devotee also. Our behavior should be pleasing. Mobile model? Yeah. Actually, Why did we do this activity? I will tell you why did we do this activity. You will see in this world that you all found out that people are conscious about these things. People are shoe conscious, lipstick conscious, nail polish conscious. Sometimes people even match. If they are wearing a pink color, then pink color umbrella. You know, pink color nail polish. పింక్ కలర్ ఇయర్ రింగ్, పింక్ కలర్ చప్పల్, సో యూ కెన్ ఇమాజిన్ వాట్ విల్ బి ద కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ హస్బెండ్. యూనో హౌ మచ్ మనీ హీ హాస్ టు ప్రొవైడ్ ఫర్ సో మెనీ సెట్స్, ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్ ట్రూ? సో యూ కెన్ సీ నౌ డేస్ పీపుల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. దే ఆర్ చప్పల్ కాన్షియస్, అంబ్రెల్లా కాన్షియస్, బెల్ట్ కాన్షియస్, వాచ్ కాన్షియస్, ఎక్సెప్ట్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్. సో దిస్ యాక్టివిటీ షోడ్ అస్ బాడీలీ కాన్షియస్నెస్, కరెక్ట్? ప్లీజ్ ట్రై టు థింక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, హౌ మచ్ యూ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఫర్ ద బాడీ అండ్ హౌ మచ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఫర్ ద సోల్, థింక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. సో వన్ టైమ్ ఐ సా ఇన్ వన్ హౌస్ దే వర్ బ్రింగింగ్ అ బిగ్ బాక్స్, హ్యూజ్ బాక్స్, అండ్ దే బ్రాట్ ఇట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యు నో వెహికల్ అండ్ దే వర్ క్యారింగ్ ఇట్, ఆల్ ద చిల్డ్రన్ వెంట్ బిహైండ్. యా, no, I answered all the questions in the mic, I already answered. Yeah, so I was telling that they brought a big box, and all the children walked with the box when they were taking it into your house. So I was observing when the box reached the house, they opened the box and they were taking out the thermocol casing and everything, and then I saw there was a TV inside. So when they were placing the TV, the children came and said, uncle, can we keep this thermocol thing? And the uncle gave it. Okay, chalo, take it, no problem. And the child went and showed other children, said, uncle is so good, he gave me this, you know, this big thing he has given me, as if the thermocol thing is a very important thing. So out of that, which is more important? Is the TV important or thermocol package important? TV, thermocol package is damn cheap. Similarly, our body is like a thermocol package and the soul is like the TV, most important thing. But most people are decorating this body, which is like a thermocol, and forgetting the TV like important object inside, which is the soul. Therefore, we did this activity now. So I will, in case our other audience didn't hear the answers, I will tell them. Reebok shoes, boys, lipstick, girls, nail polish, girls, French beard, boys, umbrellas, color, girls, intelligent, boys and girls, cigar, boys, respectable. So respectable, modest look, decent, and lovable, all are devotees. Those four things. And eyebrows, that's for girls. And color of dress, boys and girls. Belt, boys. Glamorous, girls. And pleasing appearance, both boys and girls. And young look is generally for girls. Rich look is generally for boys. And mustache is for boys. Car model is for boys. And hairstyle, boys and girls. Makeup, generally for girls. Sandals, generally for girls. Boys wear only one sandal only. They don't change much. Shoes they change. Mobile model. Maybe for both. So the whole idea of this activity which we did was that people are very bodily conscious. That was the point. Yes? Dog. Yeah. Actually, who is conscious of what type of dog they are carrying with them? Is it Alsatian dog? Pet dog. Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, he's in a very advanced consciousness. He's saying for the dog, if a devotee sees the dog, he may think, if I do sinful activities, I'll become like the dog. So devotee is also conscious of the dog, he's saying. Actually, we never thought so deeply like you. We only thought that the pet dog which people carry, both are conscious, boys and girls who carry pet dog. So the idea is people are bodily conscious and not what conscious? Not soul conscious. And then I gave the example of the TV and the thermocol packaging, which is important. Yeah. Similarly, so here in our body soul analogy, what is soul compared to TV? And the metal body is compared to thermocol. But the whole world is collecting what? Thermocol or the TV? Thermocol. That's what people are after. You see? People are too much attached to body, they're forgetting the soul. That was the point we're making. Now think about it. You see, when the hair is on our head, of course, we are brahmachari, we have no hair. But those of you who have hair, you can see people put shampoo and they want to have a silky hair, isn't it? When they move their head like this, colors also, different colors also. And they want to have a very silky, soft, silky hair. Yeah. And they want to keep such a hair to show to people, to also keep seeing it in the mirror and they consider that hair very important, isn't it? But when the same hair comes in the food, how do you feel? People throw away the whole plate of food, isn't it? Similarly, when you have nails, people put different kinds of colors, jugna colors, shiny colors for the nail polish. But when you're cutting the nail, you know, when the nail is cut off from the body, it goes straight into the dustbin. You will see that. What it proves, as long as the nail is connected to body, it has value. When it is cut off, it becomes abominable. Same with the hair also. When the hair is in the body, it is considered very important. Nowadays, there are 24 type of hairstyles. Correct, no? You see what all kind of hairstyles boys are keeping nowadays. You've seen that? Very strange hairstyles. And ours, Hare Krishna is 25th style. Isn't it? You can add one more to that. So you will see, that people are giving so much importance to hair, but one hair comes in the food, they can't tolerate it. So that is the point that is being mentioned in the next paragraph here. Does the hair or the nails in the middle of the paragraph, you see, does the hair or the nails assume importance only as long as they are connected to the body? Similarly, the body has its importance only as long as the soul is present in it. When the soul is in the body, the relatives try to save the body at all cost. But when the soul leaves the body, people get rid of the body. There is one verse by Shankara. He says, Yavat pavano nivasati gehe, tavat prichati kushalam gehe, gatavati vayu deha paye, baryam bibhyati tasmin kaye, baja govindam, govindam bhaja mudhamate. You know what he said? Yavat pavano nivasati dehe. As long as the Atma is present in this body, people come and ask, sir, how is your body? Are you fine? Is your health improving? And all that they ask. And we also say, I'm fine. Things are better. We keep saying. But the moment the Atma leaves the body, even the relatives cannot tolerate the unbearable smell of the dead body after 4 or 5 hours. Because all metabolism stops in the body. And there is no blood flow. The body becomes chill. And the teeth become stiff. And the person's body starts giving out obnoxious smell. Therefore, they bring ice and all and put it. You have seen that? They keep like that. And then even relatives will say that, you know, very quickly take the body and take it to graveyard and burn it. We should not keep it for a long time. It will be infectious. And also you will find even the nearest dear relatives also will find the body. They will not want to keep the body forever. After that, they know very well the main person whom they loved, the body is already gone. Out of the body, the soul is gone. So people will fear. It is bhut preth. Like somebody passed away at night, 9 o'clock, one fellow. So all the family members became afraid. They called and asked people. They said, keep the body. Relatives have to come. So tomorrow morning, relatives will come and we will burn the body at 8 o'clock or something. So then the people are asking, but where should we live tonight? You live in the same place, keep the body in one room. They were saying, we are afraid, bhut preth prishach. They're afraid of the dead body. It's the same relative. The same relative with whom they lived in the same house, but they cannot be with the body anymore. That's what is said here. Just as your hair, when it falls off the head, it becomes useless. Similarly, when the body is stripped of the soul, the body has no value. It simply becomes a pile of ashes. And everybody's body ultimately becomes a pile of ashes, you can see, in this world. Like, you know, Parsi people, they put the body in silent tower and eagles eat it. And eagles pass stool. Or Hindu people, they bury the body. I mean, some of them bury, some of them burn the body like that. But ultimately, the body is a perishable thing, commodity. One shouldn't attach too much importance to it. But the real person who gives life to the body is who? The soul. Like, imagine if in my hand now, if I put the gloves, and I'm moving the gloves like this. Is the gloves having life? So what gives life to the gloves? Hand. If I remove the gloves, then hand will fall like, I mean, the gloves will fall like this. Because what was powering the gloves is the hands. Similarly, the soul is powering this body. Even now this body is dead. Do you know? Even now this metal body is dead. But because I, the soul, I am inside this body, therefore it appears alive. It's a very important thing to understand. Body is never alive and the soul is never dead. Soul is always alive and the body is always dead. Is that clear to everybody? So that point is explained. Now, in the following section, till now we understood the illusion of the gross body. Now we have clearly understood gross body is always dead and the soul is powering the body. Let us now understand subtle body. Now what you are supposed to do, all of you, see, there are 6 illustrations given here. You can read it yourself. We will allot it to groups. See here, Srinivas, Krishna. See, you three of you sit together in circle. You are group 1. You three of you, group 2. Okay? And here, group 3. You three of you, group 3. Okay? And here, group 4. You three of you. And you are group 5. Now, only one group, we don't have 6th one. Which one? Okay. I will tell you which is the 6th one. Okay. Up to group 5 you do. No problem. It's good enough. What you have to do? Group 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you read only your section. These are the, like one group, your singing competition you can read. And group 2, academic success versus suicide. You can read that. And group 3, crossing the road. Group 4, why practice spiritual life in youth. That is group 4. And group 5, mind, intelligence, ego mechanism. Okay? Group 5. So you can read it and you have to convey it to the audience. Okay? Whatever is given here, what I have, you can see this box here. Well, the procedure is given, what you should do. Okay? Take about 5 minutes. You don't have to see others' ones. Only your own thing, you finish it. It's a short one. You can finish within 3 to 4 minutes. Yeah. Okay, ready? Yeah. So group 1, you have to help us understand whatever is given in your own paragraph. Show group 1. Yeah. One of you can, you're going to stand up and do, or you can, everyone can see you. You. No? Okay, we will show it. Yeah. Show it. Yeah. You. All of you, please kindly listen to them. You are, how many of you have done now with your group? You understood what is to be done? You understood? Raise your hands. You all have done it. What to present? You all know? You're clear now. I will do it. You are waving too much. Your hand is shaking. No. You sit. You do your group. I'm just. Sit. You three of you. You help us understand. You. To see the mind and intelligence, how they act in competition. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Srinivas, going to you take the mic.
No, you need the mic. Here in this first singing competition is mentioned, in this how the mind, intelligence, and false ego is explained. Hare Krishna? Yeah. Here, like the false ego is satisfied. Like if I'm singing better, I want to show to the people that how I'm good. How can I sing better than others? For example, if my mind is weak, I'm scared. Then I am not able to sing properly. Then the mind overtakes the intelligence. If I'm strong, the intelligence is strong. If it overtakes the mind, then I can sing and I can please the audience. And if it is how the false ego satisfies the body is showing the greatness among the others. Like I am the greater than other people. So this is the example of the mind, intelligence, false ego.
The nature of the mind you can also explain. Like for example, mind goes by feelings, goes by emotions.
Yes, Prabhuji. Like the mind sometimes scared. It is in this example, it is timid, or it may be scared.
So,
now he told us now. Like for example, the mind is timid, and it is scared. It goes by feelings and emotions. It's afraid, it's scared. But when you act on the platform of intelligence, it goes by reason. It goes by judgment. It goes by discrimination. It goes by what is right, what is wrong. That means out of the which is superior, mind and intelligence. Intelligence is superior, mind is inferior. Correct, no? So we are able to very clearly see that there's a tug of war going on inside our own mind. So therefore, if we strengthen the intelligence, then we will always act by reason. But if we don't strengthen the intelligence, then we are going to be cheated by the mind. I have seen even average singers also got first prize. And the best singers also didn't get any prize because their mind tricked them, cheated them. The mind, because mind is timid, mind is afraid. So therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that actually we have to strengthen our intelligence by study of the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita. Then the intelligence becomes... So intelligence is actually the CPU of our body, the decision maker. So that is superior and intelligence is inferior. Now this is the first example. As we proceed now, it will become more and more clear to you that how it is important for the intelligence to be strengthened. That point becomes clearer as we proceed further. The second team can read it like a dialogue to Ram Shyam, okay? One of you take one role, another one can take another role, can see and read, there is no problem. Actually, you process, as I told you, mind collects information and just stores it. And the mind consults the intelligence, asking, you know, I want to fulfill these desires. So the mind generally goes by emotion. I'll tell you one simple example. There are many things you know you should not eat. Doctor says you have sugar, for example, you should not eat sweet. Mind, what mind says? Mind says, I won't eat. Mind says, oh, I like to eat it. I have been eating it before. Why I can't eat now? But intelligence says, hey, you cannot eat. Doctor has told you not to eat. If you eat, you will die. So which is better? Intelligence goes by reason. Mind goes by pleasure. So mind goes by pleasure. Therefore, like for example, you will see in this world, those people who were misled by the mind, they have always been cheated. Like a boy wants to copy in the exam. Mind says, hey, you copy. You can get good marks. Intelligence says, but if you are caught, you'll be debarred for 3 years. But the mind says, no, the professor has gone far away. You just copy. Isn't it? Then another professor catches him from behind. He comes from this side. So you will see mind always wants to take shortcuts. But intelligence goes by reason. So when we conclude the six things, you all will understand many new things as we go step by step. Okay, let's go to academic success versus suicide. Give it to... No, actually intelligent mind means the mind which consults the intelligence. Yes, then that's a good mind. For example, Sita Mata wanted deer. But Ram said, this deer doesn't appear to be a normal deer. It looks like a golden deer. Such deers don't exist at all. Don't aspire for it. But she was insistent. So because she was insistent, she got into trouble. Correct? No? Later on, Ravana took her and all that. Correct? No? Similarly, sometimes the mind should listen to intelligence. If it doesn't listen, if it is adamant, then what, like children sometimes can adamantly ask, cocoa chocolate, but if your father also supplies it, then they eat the cocoa chocolate, all the tooth are gone. Correct, no? So the mind, therefore, as we proceed, you will know more. A second team, you can read like a dialogue, Ram Shyam.
Shyam, do you know Victor entered a pond and committed suicide?
Yeah, he has been topper in 3 years of BTech, and only this time I heard that grades were went down and he failed in 2 papers.
But he could not face his parents and friends who had great expectations from him.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't have a bigger picture of life in which bagging the top rank is one of the items of life. Yeah, true life is much more. Success means to do our best and depend on blessings of God and superiors. If we strengthen his intelligence with wisdom of Gita, his life would have been saved.
Yes. Yes, I have also heard that success is not in the medals won, but in the race run.
Yes, Victor got to study in IIT. That itself is a victory for him. And in this world, Lord Krishna says, 18th chapter of Gita, that when you create fire, smoke accompanies it. Similarly, all endeavors we make will be accompanied by some degree of imperfection. Despite our mind creating a mess, we have to learn to live with Gita, given success without becoming frustrated, committing suicide.
Thank you for your wonderful company that gives me great wisdom to learn in my life.
Yeah, it is all the company of God's devotees that I have benefited from, which I will share it with you. Whatever happens, that is, I mean, it's like when you open the door, along with air, dust also comes. Similarly, when things happen, some imperfect things also happen, we have to bear it with it and then go on, move on.
And that is the dialogue of the intelligence. But what the mind thinks?
Like you feel very depressed about how people would think about you, etc. And that's what makes you yourself kind of put you down. So that's what people would commit suicide and other things.
So that means people act on mind platform or intelligence platform?
Mind platform, of course. Yes.
That's the point. Thank you. You give them one of mine. So you can come friend from me. The mind is...
Recently there are incidents happened in Telangana. The
inter
students
Is it that? Oh, you can tell in the mic.
This is one incident which has happened recently, you know, in Telangana Intermediate Board. So what happened, the evaluator, you know, they bubbled wrongly. Instead of, suppose you, the marks they got probably in 9, instead of that, you know, some people have marked 0. So what happened, the student actually is supposed to get 99 or, you know, 100. Instead of that, they got 0. So because of that, you know, several students, they committed suicide. Actually, it's a very sad situation, recent occurrence. It's a very sad situation, actually. Yeah, because, you know, their expectation is A-plus grade, but, you know, suddenly it's completely degraded, you know, because of this. So they couldn't tolerate. I think this is a very important thing, actually. I don't know how to handle such situations for everybody. It's a serious emotional thing because... And controlling even a intelligent person, you know, it becomes sometimes it's very difficult.
See, Sir was presenting a very interesting case that it's emotionally very de-energizing thing for many of the Telangana students because of wrong marking of the results and everything. So in such cases, what a devotee of God will do, a devotee of God actually knows, like Pandavas, for example, their wife was insulted, Draupadi, all their wealth was taken away. They were driven to the forest. Is it not true? And when they returned back after 12 years, was the kingdom given back to them? Not given. So, you know, if anybody would be in Pandava's situation, they might have committed suicide. But Pandavas never committed suicide because Krishna was with them. Correct, no? So in devotional service, you get that inner strength, spiritual strength, by which you can face even the acute crisis in your life. Because intelligence, spiritual intelligence is nourished by study of scriptures. Actually, devotees are ready to tolerate big, big problems also. So what they would see about this academics is not everything in our life. Academics is one part of life. Then there is a married life. Then there is also sports. There is also eating. There is also tours. There are also hobbies. There are so many things. There is also spirituality, relation with God. If somebody thinks academics is everything in my life, then they may commit suicide. correct, no? So therefore, we should teach the children Bhagavad Gita in the school days itself. Because then they know by their intelligence that what has happened to me now is a temporary phase of life. Like, for example, a child is making a sandcastle in the ocean, ocean beach. But when it gets a little dark, you know, he will just dust the hand and go with mother and father. The child's relationship is with mother and father and not with the ocean beach. Similarly, material world is like ocean beach for us. Our relationship is with Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram. So we can easily dust off the problems in life and go with God. We have nothing to worry. Provided our understanding of God is very deep. The intelligence is strengthened by that. Thank you. That was a good example fitting to the point of suicide. Very good. Now let's take the third one, crossing the road. That's an easy one. Who can say? Who is the third group? I give it to them. You can come here, please. They can be there. Okay, it will go that much. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Crossing the road is like singing competition. In this mind says, come on, just cross the road. How long can I wait? And that intellect says, this is a traffic is heavy. Wait for a few seconds more. Better to reach a few minutes later than ever. So then if his mind wins, the boy dashes across the road and is likely to meet with an accident. The time if his intellect wins, he may go home 3 minutes later, but he has taken total care of his safety in this particular situation. If we say, if we listen intellect mind or intellect na, we would be safer. Yes, yes. Thank you.
See, most students may not even know the difference between, you know, body, mind, intelligence, and beyond all these things, the soul. Most people don't even know. But now all of you know very well the difference between gross, subtle body on one hand and the soul on the other hand. Correct, no? Gross body, though, it's made of panchamahabhut. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, it's all burned away. But the mind, intelligence, ego, the subject is very important. Why? Why we are discussing in so much elaboration? Because the culprit is the mind only. All the unwanted bad desires are stored where? Mind. And the mind is naughty. Mind is many times wanting to do things which are actually not good for the soul. It's not good. Therefore, we need the intelligence which is superior to the mind, which has to be strengthened. When that is strengthened, then the mind can be controlled. Mind can be subdued. You all will know in this world, many of us want to do things which are not good for us. Like, for example, after eating your entire lunch, you got a full lunch. Then somebody gives you crackjack biscuits, packet. Then when you open the packet, immediately you feel 4, 5, 8 biscuits also people eat. Because the salt biscuits are very nice, isn't it? So you know very well that, is there hunger? You know, just now you finish the lunch, that's called mental hunger. What hunger? Because this hunger is created by whom? Mind. Mind wants to enjoy. And then next day you'll have a problem. In the belly, you will see that. Mind is constantly troubling us. That is what you are understanding here. And therefore, as we grow in understanding of the Bhagavad Gita, we will know the knack of dealing with the mind using the higher intelligence. So let's go to the next group. Which one? Fifth one? Why you practice spiritual life in youth? Yeah, let's. Fourth group.
Here, the false ego says the rich. False ego says that I am a rich man. I should have to enjoy luxuries, whatever available. So the mind says it is the time to enjoy. And we, why should we have to go for the spirituality? But the intelligence says, still I have 60 years. Why should I have to go for the spirituality? I will get after 60 years, I can do this spiritual life, spiritual activities and all these things. Yeah. And the intelligence says that nobody knows that what will be happen in the next minute. So it may be we may die because of disease or tumor and accident, and we don't know what will be happen in the next minute. So the minds, the intelligence says that it is better to start now itself, because the only we have the human life is one, because we can't get golden opportunity to fulfill the spirituality knowledge. So we should have to practice the spiritual activity now itself to become spiritually well, cheerful and responsible.
Interesting and important one, because when you go in the outside world, most people you will see human life is very important. And I told you right in the beginning of the lecture, do you remember main life? Yeah, that is true. Go in the wrong way, we can ruin our life. Correct. It's later life. Later part of life. Yeah. 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 Yes. We decide our future by how we lead our life in the teenage especially. Yeah, that is true. But even if you didn't come in teenage, say let us assume that you all were busy in your studies in teenage. Now also it's better late than never. Say as soon as you come. So here the point, main point what is said here. When you are young, hale and healthy, people think that now I have no suffering now. I can always practice it when I am 70 or 80. But here three examples are given. Nowadays people get a dengue fever and people die. You've seen that? Dengue or chikungunya, and people pass away. There are four types of dengue, out of which two dengues are fatal. And also somebody may not get disease, but they're going in an NH national highway. National highway, there are so many accidents. Correct, no? They may pass away in accident. Or like in your college, there was one boy, what is him? Aniruddha or somebody. Aniruddha, no? Yeah. Yeah. This boy actually says, I could not find anything interesting in life. I couldn't find meaning in life. So he jumped from a 7-story building. Correct, no? Although he was an intelligent boy. It's very unfortunate. So what we understand is, disease or suicide or accident, anything can happen in any age, and nobody can confidently say such things won't happen. Therefore, it is said, as soon as you get an opportunity for spiritual life, you should take it. Therefore, good intelligence will tell you, take advantage. There is a saying in English, make hay while the sun shines. Once you take advantage of it, that's what the intelligence says. So in this way, our intelligence gives the right type of guidance, but the mind always goes for that is called kubuddhi. It's called kubuddhi. Intelligence, I have not yet come to that. There is subuddhi, there is kubuddhi. Actually, now because professor has brought the point of intelligence can do wrong things, therefore I will tell you about what is kubuddhi. If the buddhi associates with mind and senses, it will also become spoiled. But if the intelligence associates with guru or paramatma or Bhagavad Gita scripture, then the intelligence will become subuddhi. Now, we will talk about it more after the fifth group speaks, because it is coming in that. Who is the group number 5? Yeah. Yeah, correct. That's true, yeah. So, I will tell about kubuddhi, subuddhi after we cover the fifth group. It will be more clear. Okay. So, who is this fifth group? For group number 5, who are all there?
So
here the mechanism of mind is explained here. So what it's saying is senses are like the servo meters and mind is like a processor. So what are the functions of mind is it is thinking and it is feeling and it is accepting whether it is true or not.
Correct.
So
thinking, feeling,
willing. And it is getting all the information from the knowledge acquiring senses like ears, nose, tongue, skin. It is getting the information and it is storing it in, and because of it is storing it in the form of impressions, and because of that impressions, all the desires, hatred, all these are getting stimulated, and the attachment as well. Yeah, so the mind, it is getting polluted because the senses is, if the senses are taking a bad information or bad things. But if the mind is taking good things like reading books or Bhagavad Gita, if it is taking good things, then it can direct the mind. It can direct the senses. And the intelligence is, it's a decision maker, which is saying do this or do that. So, and one more thing, I didn't understand how the ego is coming in place in this.
You see, there is a picture there of the five horses. You saw that? Charity? See, the five horses represent five senses. Okay? And the ropes of the horses represent the mind. And who is the driver of the chariot? You know, the driver is the intelligence. He's the intelligence. And so the intelligence, mind, senses. So driver, ropes, horses. Is that clear? Now imagine if the intelligence is weak, the driver is weak, can he hold the ropes? Then the horses will go in all wrong directions. They will run away. Correct, no? Whereas if the driver is strong, he can control the ropes and he can also control the horses. So the senses can be controlled and the mind can be controlled when the intelligence is made stronger. So the ego means identification. Mata was asking about the question about ego. Like I told you the example of the man who thought his car is glasses being broken. He identified with the car. So what makes the soul identify with a particular body, that is called ego. That's what we call. Like in case a person is detached, then for example, in this world, you know, whatever we all possess is not ours. It's actually given in our custody by God. Like for example, if you have a house like this, you may be a tenant or you may be owner of the house. Correct? No? If you know you are a tenant, you know that I am going to move out of this place and go to another place. But if you think I am the owner, then the ahankar increases. Correct? No? So we should know that in this world, everything is given to us by whom? God only. So we are not owner, we are custodian. So when we think ourselves to be custodian, then our mind is peaceful. Otherwise, we get ego problem, as you said. So now coming, I'm going to give one very important example analogy here. Thank you for all of you for presenting so nicely. This analogy, if you understand, it will be very easy. See, the senses are compared to children. The mind is compared to a woman, the mother of the children. And the father is compared to intelligence. So intelligence is the husband and the wife is the mind and the children are senses. Now try to picturize in your mind, in your this thing, in your mind, say, intelligences, yeah? Both you said, yeah. No, I will explain that. See, for example, a husband, wife and child are going to a supermarket. Imagine the husband got, a bonus of say 20,000 rupees for Diwali. He's taking his wife to the shop and asking, the shopkeeper is showing dozen sarees to the wife. And asking which one you want. And the husband is asking which one you want. She says, take all the dozen. And it comes to how much? 5,000 into 12? 60,000. The husband says, I have only 20,000. She says, take credit card out. You can pay. So in case the husband is taking all the 12s, this thing, just because the wife is demanding, he is succumbing to wife's demands. Do you agree? Now in the same supermarket, the child may want to eat a cocoa chocolate and lie on the ground, wave the hands and legs and say, "Mama, I want this cocoa chocolate." Then mother tells the father, "Look at my son, he is crying. Just buy and give." Father may say, "But he will break his, he will lose all his tooth." But wife says, "So what? You know, because he is crying, you just give him." Then the father releases money for that also. So in this way, a man may succumb to wife and children. Similarly, intelligence can succumb to mind and senses. That's what happened to Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi succumbed to Mantara's ill advice, although Mantara was her servant. So therefore, that's called Kubuddhi. Subuddhi means what? The buddhi which does not listen to mind and senses, which listens to Paramatma, super soul. Or he listens to Shastra. He listens to Guru. That is called Subuddhi. You will see that, for example, Karna, he had two sides. One side Krishna, another side Duryodhana. They're pulling. So Duryodhana was pulling Karna, "Come to my side." That is like the mind and senses pulling. On the other side, Krishna was telling, "Don't listen to him. Krishna is Paramatma." He's pulling. So whose voice he heard? Mind and senses. So he went to Duryodhana's direction. So Kubuddhi predominated. On the other hand, you will find Vibhishan. Ravana told Vibhishan that, "I want to keep Sita." But Vibhishan told him, "It's not proper. You should not do this." But Vibhishan was not accepted by Ravana. So what did Vibhishan do? He left and heard the voice of Paramatma. So he followed Subuddhi. Correct, no? So you will find Prahlad, he followed Kubuddhi or Subuddhi? Subuddhi. Because he followed the Narada's advice. He didn't follow Hiranyakashipu's advice. So similarly, we also should follow Paramatma, Guru, Shastra. Then we will get Subuddhi. Then our buddhi will not become Brashta. It's clear, no? So all that we understood now. If you go to the point number 6, that's what I've explained there. If you go by... Questions are there? Okay. See, if we go by the mind and senses, then we are called Godas. Go means senses. Das means servant, Godas. But if we go by Paramatma, Shastra, Guru, then we become Goswami. Goswami means you become master of senses. That's the point explained there. So now the later part of the chapter is very fast going. It will not take much time. But in the chat, I should see the questions. Okay. Okay. Here in chat, there are some questions. For a person who understands late in life, then can he achieve goal of cleaning the mind? Yes. This is my sister, Hema Nagarajan. She has asked this question. So, yes, in whatever stage of life, we all come to know Krishna consciousness. From that time, we can take it ahead. For example, Prahlad took it when he was in the womb of his mother. Dhruva took it when he was a 5-year-old boy. Isn't it? Bharat Maharaj took it when he was in the prime of youth, probably 25 years or something like that. Bharat Maharaj. Dhritarashtra took it when he was very old. And Ajamila took it when Yamadutas came, when he was about to die. So I have given you 5 examples now. So in whatever stage you are in, better late than never. Start from that stage. Another question. We say that mind, intelligence and false ego are material by nature. Is false ego product of mind? If so, why do we segregate it? See, mind, intelligence, ego, all three put together is called antakarana. They're called? How many of you heard the word antakaran? Yeah. When antakaran stores data, experiences, it is called man. When the antakaran is making decisions, it is called buddhi. When the antakaran identifies with body, it is called ahankar. So there is only one product which is called antakaran, which behaves as the man, buddhi and ahankar. We compartmentalize it for the sake of our understanding. But ultimately, it's called antakaran, subtle body. There is another question, Ranganath Bhandari. It is said mind is in mode of goodness. And intelligence is in mode of passion. Why is it so? See, mind comes from mode of goodness. This is, he's asking the Srishti, when the Srishti happened, man came from Sattvaguna and Buddhi came from Rajaguna. So he's asking, why is that so? Actually, you will see our Buddhi has a lot of vigor. It always is making plans. And if it is Subuddhi, it will make plans to advance in Krishna consciousness. If it is Kubuddhi, it will make plans to destroy our future. Correct, no? Even to commit suicide, one has to plan, no? Isn't it? That's Kubuddhi. So, because intelligence is vigorously always planning, it can actually plan to take us back to Godhead. And mind is coming from Sattvaguna. Therefore, mind can be brought to a steady state. It is possible. We call sthairyam, steadiness. It's possible to bring. Mind, although the mind is very agitated in this world, it is possible in Sattvaguna to bring the mind to a calm state. Like, for example, rising early in the morning, eating vegetarian Krishna prasadam. So such kinds of things, chanting the holy name, associating with devotees, reading Bhagavad Gita. All this can bring the mind to steady state. Another question here by Hema Nagarajan. Can we understand that if intelligence takes the lead, we get good thoughts? And if mind takes the lead, we get bad thoughts. Yes, it is true. That's correct. Mind always pulls us down and intelligence can always take us up. There is Devika Srinivas. Some people argue that I don't remember my past deeds. Why should I do so much austerity, leaving enjoyment now? As I don't remember it in future birth also. How should we respond? One man told Prabhupada, Swamiji, I don't even mind becoming a dog also. Why? Because I'll forget the previous life. And when I'm dog, I'll enjoy as a dog. When I'm pig, I'll enjoy as a pig. Then Prabhupada told him, see, you may say you don't remember the previous life, but you are actually suffering in animal body. A pig is eating what? Stool. How dirty it is. See, one boy in my college days, after the results came, he drank a lot and he was lying in a gutter. Many boys were coming out from the college in the bike. They were all watching and they just proceeded ahead. So when I went, I took this boy out with my, I pulled him out of the gutter. But actually, his half the body was inside the gutter. It was a dirty gutter, stinking gutter. He was inside. But was he aware? Do you agree he was suffering? Because he drank a lot of liquor, he was suffering. And he was lying in gutter. Is it a good situation? But why is he not knowing? Because he is drunken. Correct, no? If that boy says, anyway, when I drink, I don't know I am suffering. So what is the problem in drinking? But that is foolishness. He's in tamaguna. So somebody is in sattvaguna, he can see people in tamaguna as suffering. So here in this question, we can answer that although we don't remember the past deeds, if you don't do good actions now, you will suffer later. Right now, how many of you here feel you don't want suffering? Raise the hand. We don't want suffering. So we did some mistake due to which you are suffering now. Therefore, if you want a better, brighter future now, let us not do suffering now. We should think like that. Like one boy had this piles complaint. You know piles? In the buttocks, they get this, wound type of thing. So he wanted to eat pizza. But doctor told him for a few days, you should eat only soups. But this boy insisted, I want to eat pizza. So doctor said, see, if you eat pizza, then tomorrow when you go to pass, you'll have severe problem. He said, sir, that's going to come tomorrow. I don't care. Now I will eat now. Is he intelligent or foolish? Foolish. Because, he only has to suffer tomorrow. Is it not true? How foolish it is. Similarly, one should know that I want to create a bright future, not a foolish future. Yeah. Therefore, and also we have faith in words of Krishna. Like Krishna said, plants have life, plants have life. It's proven now, isn't it? Now all the world is now turning to yogasanas, pranayama, chanting. People are turning, even educated people are turning. That means whatever Veda said is true. Otherwise, why people are turning to Vedas? We should have faith in Lord's words. Another question from Devika Srinivas, Mata. Some people argue that I don't remember past deeds. Why should I? Okay, that's over now. Vidya Sethuraman, one question. As you have told about desires carrying by sukshma sharir, that is subtle body, how can we know that our desires are getting reduced? what step should we take first to make our mind stronger and not be very sentimental or emotional? I told you the mind can get help from the intelligence. For that, you have to strengthen the intelligence by study of shastras, obedience to Krishna's instructions, Guru's instructions, Vaishnava's instructions. We can make it stronger. And how do you know our desires are getting reduced? Very easy. You will see when Dhruva Maharaj went to forest, he wanted a kingdom. But after meeting Lord Vishnu, he lost the desire. He said, Kacham vichinman apidiviratnam, swamin kritarthosmi varamnayache. Now I don't want any bones, he said. We clearly see Dhruva Maharaj lost the desire. Similarly, when one becomes a devotee, smokers give up smoking, drunkards give up drinking, you know, people who watch dirty movies, they stop watching such movies. Not that they are forced to give up, they naturally give up. some people may talk like as if they have no, as if they don't have desires, but we don't know about the subconscious mind. You see, we don't have to worry about others. We have to worry about ourselves because we want to gradually clean the heart. We have to replace material desires by spiritual desires. Instead of watching dirty things, we have to watch the deity form of the Lord. Instead of hearing dirty songs, we can hear Krishna songs. Similarly, instead of eating all kinds of rubbish, we can eat Krishna prasadam. Instead of walking with the legs to go to movie theater, we can walk to the temple of the Lord. Like that, we can use all of our senses in Lord's service. And I'm going to conclude the class here today because it's already 8:30. It's 8:40. I'm not supposed to go beyond 8:30. But there is a balance part of the lesson left. So can you all bring these notes next time? I will surely spend about 15-20 minutes in the balance portion. And then we'll be proceeding with the next lesson. We are not going to do only this. This will get over in 15 minutes in the next class. And then I will continue with the third session for which you will get the notes next time. Okay. So thank you all for your enthusiastic participation. It took a little longer today because we had group activity today. So it took a little longer. Thank you. Hare Krishna.